got sports coming our way at 9 o'clock, and I'm glad I was able to finish that story before the end of the hour. And I hope you folks enjoyed those stories I read out of this book entitled Loaves and Wishes by Antonia Till. Okay, writers writing on food. All right, I'll end the show a little bit early. This has been Let Us Listen. You're listening to KDVS. KDVS. All right, KDVS in Davis. Y'all have a good day. Okay, bye.
DJ Squidward, this is Title IX Arena, and you are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. Happy Tuesday, everybody. The October 8th. That was weird. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. They reflect the views of DJ Squidward. I hope y'all had a good week. My roommate recently got a cat named Wi-Fi. She's this really cute little black cat. Maybe she's 2 years old. Maybe she's 10 months old. We really don't know her age. But yeah, she just loves to run around and dig past the hour of 12 a.m. And you know, we haven't really been getting sleep lately. Like, good, nice block of sleep because she's been running amok, but we still love her. Wi-Fi is so cute. She has such funny little quirks, and she has this funny little meow, and she's like, she like meows in question marks, she like meows in exclamations, she meows in commands. It's really funny. I love that cat, and hopefully she likes me back. I never thought I'd be a cat person because I never owned a cat. And frankly, for most of my life, I've been afraid of cats because they're so unpredictable. However, this cat's quite nice. This one, I like this one. This one's a good one. But never mind the cat and my follies over the weekend. Let's talk about some women's sports, shall we? So we're going to start with things that I couldn't categorize, but just kind of happened to individual athletes over the past week. Coco Gauff became the first American woman since Serena Williams to win the China Open. And I think the last time Serena won was 2013. She's the first American woman to win since 2011. No, what's wrong with me? She's the first American woman to win in 11 years. So go Coco Gauff. I'm very proud of you. And then moving on to rugby, because that was tennis. Alona Mar was named to Time's 100 Next list, which, quote, recognizes 100 emerging leaders from around the world that are shaping the future, end quote. Her social media presence since 2020 has really just brought interest in the sport of rugby. And I guess her humor, she has like pretty good humor also. And she's also a wicked talented athlete. So that's just making a bunch of people want to join rugby, a bunch of people want to join sports. And she's given them the confidence to say that, yeah, they could do that. They could do whatever they want. So congratulations, Alona Mar. And finally, Billie Jean King is the first individual athlete to be honored with the Congressional Medal of Freedom. People know Billie Jean King as like this very legendary tennis player. She, I don't know who she played in the Battle of the Sexes, but she ended up winning. I don't remember the guy's name. I feel like a lot of people don't remember the guy's name. But hey, congratulations, Billie Jean King. She's also like investing in a bunch of women's sports teams. Like I see her everywhere, and every like documentary I watch about a team, she just happens to be there. And I'm like, girl, you should like take a little break. Like, I forget how old she is. Like, let me see how old she is. Jean King, she is 80 years old. Yeah. So I was like, girl, why don't you just take a little break, girl? Just take a break. I don't know what else to say, but yeah, she's still up and doing like volunteer work. She's still advocating for equality in women's sports, and she really brought about Title IX across the country. So I guess she's the reason why my show is named this. So thank you, Billie Jean King. But let's turn to the WNBA, because there was a big weekend, or a big week, I guess. The Liberty beat the Aces in four games. It was a five-game series, and the Liberty won three games, which means they are moving on to the finals for the second time, I guess. And consecutively, they went to the finals last year, and they're going to the finals this year as well. And this is the first time that the Aces have ever been defeated in the playoffs. Whenever they make the playoffs, they always just make it to the finals. So this is the first time in three years that they haven't been in the finals, because they made the last two and won the last two. So congratulations to the New York Liberty. We do not know who they will be playing, because the Sun forced a game five. They tied Minnesota 2-2 in the game. So there's one more game tonight to determine who will be moving on to the finals. And Dawana Bonner is a player on the Connecticut Sun. And game five makes her, it puts her in first place for most playoff games a player has ever played in the WNBA. Which is let me check that stat. Hold up, Dawana Bonner, American Macedonian player. That's kind of cool. She's 37. Diana Taurasi is 40, I think. So she's been in the league for a very long time. But yeah, congratulations, Dawana Bonner. What else? So Caitlin Clark will be playing in the ladies PGA, LPGA tournament. And she was saying in a post-conference that she was going to be playing golf this offseason. And I guess she wasn't lying, because she will be competing in a tournament. So I wish all the best to Caitlin Clark in this tournament. Maybe I will watch it. Maybe I won't. I'm not the biggest fan of watching golf. But I hope she places at least. I don't know how golf works. And also speaking of the off season, Nika Mühl tore her ACL while playing in Europe. She was playing against a Turkish team. She fell and collapsed, had her hands over her face. Well, one hand over her face, one hand on her knee. And that is never a good sign in any women's sports. That just usually calls for an ACL tear. So I, crossing my fingers that she will come back quickly. She will recover quickly from this. But playing in Europe is also like, that brings up a discussion of the payment that the WNBA players are getting. And if they're playing year-round, like in the WNBA in the spring and the summer, and then in Europe in the winter and the, spring, summer, fall. If they're playing in the WNBA in the spring and the summer, and then they're playing in Europe in the fall and the winter, then they're just playing year-round, and that's not very good for player safety. Their load management is a little too high. And the reason that they're playing in Europe, most players play in Europe or overseas during the off season, is because they need to make more money. They need to make a living. The WNBA just does not pay them enough. A lot of jobs make more money than the WNBA and WNBA players do. So in order to keep players safe, the players need to be paid more. But that's just my opinion, and that's just my, like, what I'm seeing. That's just what I'm seeing from my eyes. I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. But speaking of player safety, an expansion would probably bring about more opportunities for players to not have to play in Europe. And the Golden State expansion draft, the Golden State Valkyries, their expansion draft is on December 6th. So what this expansion draft is that the 12 teams that are currently in WNBA, they could protect six of their players, but the rest of their team is up for grabs from the Golden State Valkyrie. So let's say, for example, the New York Liberty decided to protect Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, Courtney Vandersloot, Jonquel Jones. Who else would I choose? Who else would I choose if I was on the Liberty? Let me see. New York Liberty roster. Courtney Vandersloot, Ivana Dolchik, and Nayara Sabali. So if they protected those six players, the rest of their roster is up for grabs. So Leonie Fibic, but Nyjah Laney Hamilton, who's been really good for the team this year. Kayla Thornton, who's also really good. They're all really good players, but that means all of them are up for grabs. The Valkyries could just take them. But yeah, that's how the expansion draft works. So hopefully my New York Liberty are very smart with who they're saving. And hopefully the team like chemistry isn't disrupted by this. I wish the Valkyries good luck on December 6th, which isn't for another 2 months. That's all the WNBA. That's all the WNBA for today. I'm going to take a little break. Maybe just like think a little bit. And I'm going to play a little message for y'all. BRB.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Now Now on to soccer, my favorite sport. Okay, so the NWSL, let's start domestically. In the NWSL, the Orlando Pride won the NWSL Shield. And that is their first trophy since the inception of the Orlando Pride. They have been a club since 2015. So in their 9 years of existing, they have never won a trophy, and this is their first one. And they're still undefeated. And quick shout out to Marta, who has been with the team since 2017. So she's been with the team for 7 years, and she's just watched this team evolve and evolve. And I'm very happy that her work has finally paid off, and she is finally a Shield winner. And who knows, maybe they will have an invincible season and also win the cup as well. Fingers crossed that Gotham wins it, though. But who knows, we'll just have to wait and see. And also this week, Temwa Chwenga scores 18 consecutive goals in 18 games, tying Sam Kerr's consecutive goal scoring record. Sam Kerr has like a bunch of goal scoring records in the league. Two of them have been broken this season, one by Lynn Williams earlier in the season. That was goals scored in all competitions. And then there was this record, which Temwa Chwenga broke as well. So yeah, good job, Temwa Chwenga. I think she also like scored in like the first minute of the game. It was so fast that the NWSL tweeted about the goal before the Kansas City Current had time to tweet about that the game had even started, which is really funny. And then another team that had some success this week, North Carolina Courage made it to the playoffs this week. They made it to the playoffs this weekend with their win over who did they play? Who did y'all play? NC Courage. They played San Diego, and they beat them 2-1. And all proceeds made from that match, like the tickets, the merch, and I think the food as well, I think, those were all donated to the victims of Hurricane Helene. That hit North Carolina pretty horribly. So that's just some good things that they were doing. Like 100% of the proceeds was all donated. It's really good. Nice to see that they're helping their community and growing the sport of soccer in North Carolina and down south as well. Let's see. Thorns lose to the Utah Royals, which means this is their eighth consecutive non-win in NWSL competition. I think this is also the Portland Thorns' longest non-win streak. They're just not doing well. They're usually a very dominant team in the NWSL and has been since 2012, which was the conception of the NWSL. But for some reason, they have not been doing very well. In the beginning of the season, they did have to switch coaches. That did fix it for a bit, but now it's just they can't really... They're having trouble just defending and also just keeping the ball and scoring. And losing to the Utah Royals should be a wake-up call because the Royals were not very good this season. Honestly, they have turned around since the Olympic break. They're no longer in last place. That honor goes to the Houston Dash. Yeah, I don't want to mix it up with the MLS team, the Houston Dash. And they're also ahead of the NWSL standings. They're also ahead of the Seattle Reign. Utah has won their last two games. Portland is still in seventh with this because the Bay FC lost their game this weekend against Gotham. They lost 5-1. But if Bay FC won or tied that game, they would be in like serious danger of just losing. Like their playoff chances would be out the window. But there are three more games left in the season. They can save themselves. They just have to win every single one of their games. But I think that's what everyone else is hoping to do. So I think Houston is no longer eligible. They're just out of they can't make it to the playoffs. However, Chicago, Portland, Bay, Racing Louisville, San Diego Wave, Angel City, Utah Royals, and Seattle Reign, if all goes well for those, like, they're all still in the playoff race. And the NWSL is a crazy league. I think Angel City last season, it was the final game of the season. They won that game, and then they made it to the playoffs. So anything could really happen. So if you would, like, keep your eyes peeled for the next three games. But yeah, Bay FC is tied with points with Portland Thorns. However, their goal difference is negative 11, and Portland Thorns' goal difference is negative 2. So if they do end up tying somehow in points, there will be a really big chance that Portland will push out Bay FC because of the goal difference. So Bay FC needs to start scoring more goals. I don't know how much I could do in the next 3 weeks, as their next three games are against, let's see, they're playing Kansas City Current, which isn't very, that's not going to be a very good game. They're playing the Kansas City Current, North Carolina Courage, and then the Houston Dash. They should win against the Houston Dash, so that's 3 points. Courage, I feel like they could tie against the Courage, so that's 4. And then the Current, I'm not sure. The Current have been on the mad dash lately. I don't think they'd win against the Current, but who knows, because soccer is a very cruel sport and anything could happen in that game. Houston also fired their coach, as they are in last and have been in last for the past couple weeks. They've been having lots of coaching issues. This is their interim coach also. Their actual coach has been having health issues and has been out of the game for a very long time. They're not making it to the playoffs. So all they can really do right now is just prepare for next season and have a better management plan for next season. So hopefully their off season is spent working on the team structure so they could come back better next season. And Gotham beat Bay FC 5-1 after back-to-back-to-back-to-back goals, two of which were from Esther Gonzalez. That was a really good game. And then also Rose Lavelle, who's on Gotham, her grandmother just recently passed away. So this win just was very good for her and her family. So that's the NWSL this week. Next week should be interesting. Chicago should be looking to clinch a playoff spot next week since they're at 32 points. Mathematically, all they need to do is win the next game and they're in. But for everyone else, good luck. For all you Bay FC fans, for all you people from the Bay, good luck, because you guys are in eighth place. Y'all are in eighth place. And Racing Louisville is not very far behind y'all. Their goal difference is also a lot better than Bay FC. They also have a -2 goal difference. So if Racing Louisville wins their next game, then Bay FC is out of the playoffs for now. But hopefully they are not going to be knocked out. I've been to a Bay FC game. I like their fans. Great environment. Rooting for y'all. But let's go across the pond to England, or to Europe, I guess, to the WSL. Chelsea versus Man United, that game was postponed because of the Champions League game today and load management. So that game would have been on Sunday, and this game is on today. So that's two very important, like, major games, since Man United is in second, I think. Chelsea's in first in the WSL table. That's two major games in 3 days. Chelsea, of course, is prioritizing the Champions League because it's been a while since an English team has won the Champions League. So they're looking to win that again. And they had a pretty good push last year, so they're hoping to do it again. But they're playing Real Madrid today. So good luck to Chelsea. I don't know. I hope you have fun. I don't hope you win, but I hope you have fun. My Arsenal tied 0-0 at home to Everton. That was kind of disheartening, as we are also playing Bayern tomorrow. And we've also been trying to acquire Kira Walsh from Barcelona for some time. Kira Walsh, are you seeing the vision of tying 0-0 at home to Everton? I hope you're seeing the vision. And I hope, I really hope you make it to the Arsenal sometime in January. But she said that she would like to stay in Barcelona. But we'll see. Barcelona's playing Man City in the Champions League. And this will be, I think, Kira Walsh's first time playing back in Manchester in 3 years since she moved from Man City to Barcelona. So that'll be also a really good game to watch. There are very great players on both sides. And Crystal Palace, I am so sorry that I doubted you last week. Since you lost 7-0 to Chelsea last week, I'm sorry that you guys were playing Chelsea. That's just how the cookie crumbles. But this week, they shut out Leicester City and beat them 2-0. Leicester is not a bad team. They are a very good team. So Crystal Palace, I'm sorry, I do not know your game. And then Liverpool, they scored a last-minute goal to beat Tottenham 3-2. That also happened in the Premier League as well. So I guess the moral of the story is that Tottenham stinks. Man City beat Christy Mewis in the Hammies 2-0. Yeah, 2-0. With, I think, Lauren Hemp scored a goal. And then, of course, somebody else scored a goal. I forget who it was, though. My football app was acting up this morning. Manchester City. Man City. WFC. Let's see. They beat them 2-0 with goals from Lauren Hemp and Mary Fowler, the Australian. And that game put Man City on top of the table. But that's just like, we can't really base it off of that now because two teams still haven't played yet, their third game yet. And then Brighton beat Aston Villa 4-2. And both teams managed to get red cards. So it was a 10-woman team against another 10-woman team. And then 4-2 with Brighton winning. And then Michelle Aguiman, who Arsenal loaned to Brighton, got her first goal this weekend. And then also, what's her name again? Darn. Why am I forgetting all these people? London City Lionesses. Arsenal also loaned, a player to London City, Tia Goldie, that's her name. Tia Goldie also scored a goal this weekend as well. So the Arsenal first team players didn't score a goal this weekend, but the people that they loaned to other teams did, which is, I think, it's kind of funny. A little bit of irony in that, something to laugh at. So that's all I have written down right now. However, in the next 17 minutes, Lyon is playing Galatasaray in the Champions League, and that's the first Champions League game to start today, I believe. So that's Group A. I don't think Roma and Wolfsburg are playing today, but good luck to both teams playing. Lyon, I hope you win. And there's also Champions League, yeah. And then Celtic FC and then FC 20 from Eredivisie, they're both playing each other today also in the Champions League, but that's not for another 2.5 hours. That's honestly all I have for sports this weekend. It wasn't that quiet of a weekend. However, it just was kind of... It wasn't a very eventful, big things happening, big fireworks weekend, other than the Orlando Pride winning the Shield. So I hope I have more for you next weekend. We'll be getting into the WNBA Finals, and then hopefully we'll have more NWSL teams making it to the playoffs. But that's me. That's it for now. Next up, we have Riding the Digital Airways with Sagebrush. I'm DJ Squidward. This was Title IX Arena, and you are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. I'll see you guys next week if you'd like. If you want to see me again next week, yeah, I'll see you at the same time. Yeah, bye.
This is KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis.
Dreaming in it.